Greetings, Big Bear Valley. Welcome to another episode of Mountain Matters. This is Ryan Orr, bringing you the news you need to know. The group trying to keep the legacy of Peggy Blondeau alive by feeding Big Bear Valley's pets is in desperate need of donations of pet food and gift cards to the existing food pantries that have agreed to carry on the cause. If you are able and willing, please donate pet food to Believer's Chapel on Thursday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. or to St. Joseph's Catholic Church on Tuesdays from 9 to 11 a.m. and gift cards only to Community Church Big Bear anytime. Based on how successful Peggy's pet food bank was, there's clearly a need for pet owners in the Big Bear Valley to help feed their four-legged family members, so anything you can do will help. The city of Big Bear Lake has hired a new economic development manager. Kelly Tinker was introduced at the council's Wednesday night meeting and also spoke at the monthly chamber breakfast Tuesday. Tinker joins the city to help continue its economic progress and formerly worked in economic development for the city of Simi Valley. Also at the meeting, the city put a stamp on several projects formalizing their completion ahead of the upcoming winter. Recently completed projects include the annual crack seal of city streets, Stanfield parking lot improvements project, sidewalk repair services, and the Boulder Bay walkway and curb replacements project. Speaking of weather, things are cooling down and forecasts indicate that we could receive our first real dose of winter weather next week, with some sources reporting the possibility of a few inches of snow. It could be the start of what meteorologists say will be a very wet El Nino year. It's safe to say that last winter is enough of a reminder of how best to prepare, but just in case, make sure you have chains that fit and know how to use them, ice scrapers, a small shovel, and something for traction like sand or kitty litter. The temperatures have already dipped low enough that Big Bear Snow Play is slated to open Saturday, having already blown enough snow to establish a 3-foot base. Word has it that Big Bear Mountain Resorts is also gearing up to begin their snowmaking operations. Stay safe out there this winter. Big Bear's annual turkey trot is just around the corner and is the perfect way to create a calorie deficit before your big Thanksgiving meal. This year's event will bring back all three distances of 3, 6, and 9 miles, with cupcakes for age group winners. There will be warm drinks, a costume contest with locally made pies as prizes, and a great group of volunteers to make your run a memorable one. For more information and to register, visit BigBearTurkeyTrot.com. The Bear Valley Community Healthcare District Foundation's annual Tree of Lights fundraiser will be held this Saturday at 5 p.m. in front of the hospital and feature live music, light refreshments, and the reading of all names honored through the purchase of a light. All proceeds go toward the purchase of life-saving equipment at the Bear Valley Community Healthcare District. To purchase a light in honor of an organization or loved one, visit bvchd.com and click on Foundation. That's it for this episode of Mountain Matters. Listen wherever you find your podcasts, and remember to stay informed, get involved, and take care.